all the requirements. Then back home in your local markaz, you got your name there in the register. Then you're giving your 3 days every month. You're giving your 2.5 hours to 8 hours every day. You're there for the morning mashwara. You're given time in masturat. You give your yearly 40 days. Everything is documented, your whole page is there. Now you qualify to go foreign. Unlike us now. Alright? For them, you got to qualify now. So the whole Jama'at's name is there. And not where they want to go. More or less they have there now. Kitna kharcha. This Jama'at, how much can they afford? So each one put there, I can afford for this 40 days or for this 4 months or 7 months or 1 year. I've got enough reserves. You have enough for your family, for your children. So kitna kharcha, how much you can afford. So it's all written over there. So when that whole thing comes over there, they see, okay, the Jama'at on this level. Alright? By, they call the names of stand up. So they stand up. So they look at their brothers. Look at them. Acha, okay, so they make mashwara. The Jama'at over here, they can afford this. But this Jama'at, 7 months to Brazil. Jazakallah, Zed, Salaam Alaikum. They're gone. Another Jama'at, by, who else is there? Kitna kharcha. But look at this Jama'at. But you go 1 year to Turkey. Jazakallah, Zed, Salaam Alaikum. Gone. This UN member is looking, he says, what is happening over here? What is happening over here? These brothers are paying to go. We have to pay our guys to go and work. Yet they are paying to do the work. So he nudged his friend, he says, I can't keep quiet now. I have to say something. So Mali Jamshed saw him a bit agitated. He said, oh bye. He called him, oh bye, hither out. Called him in front. He put him next to him. And then he tapped on Anna. He says, Mana, can I say something, please? Their friend is holding his breath. He says, Ji, bhai, bring a mic, give it to him. So he stood up. Now we do stand up at the mashwara to make point. He stood up. And he gave his whole profile. I'm a UN member, etc. And I haven't seen anything in my life like this. Friend told him, I'm taking you to meet people you haven't seen in your life. He said, I haven't seen anything in my life like this. The only reason really we are doing humanitarian work on that level is because the perks are good. And we are set up in life. I haven't seen anything like this. Where this man is paying for his own trip, his own kharcha, his own expenditure, and you telling him where he must go. He said, I have an appeal. We need you all in the UN. We need you all in the UN to do voluntary work like this in the world. He says, on that, subhanAllah, when he left the Markaz, he phoned his wife in US on his satellite phone. He says, you know what, I've been to such a place right now, I don't know if they can call it a parliament, or a White House, or the Black House, whatever it is now, but I've been to such a place, you can't believe it. But now, when I come back home, we're giving 3 days mustarat, please. But if the brother made his tashkil. So, when Imam al-Hasan sahab, rahmatullah alayh, talking about barakat, coming back to barakat now. Hazrati Rahmatullah Ali talking about intelligence. Go and ask the ulama ikram, ask those that have intelligence, real intelligence of akhirat, that how do I run my dunya also? So they told Hazrati Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrati now what level he was, right? We heard how true it is, but we heard Hazrati Rahmatullah Ali, is it far-fetched? At tahajjud time, he used to cover himself with his shawl. Hazrat Sheikh Zakariya Sahib Rahimullah, when he used to go to the Roda of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, he used to do a similar thing from Asr to almost Isha. He will cover himself in his shawl at the feet side Mubarak of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, which we can't go there right now. At the feet side, he will sit there. He said, I have foot to sit here only by his feet, not even by his head also. He will sit there covering himself for hours. And they say the only thing they could hear was crying. This will give us the Sheikh Zakariya Sahib Rahimullah an unstitched lungi. It's quite big. Right? He will put it under his shawl, covering himself. And by the time he used to finish every day, that entire lungi used to be soaking with tears only. So much of crying and love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. When Imam al-Hasan sahab rahimullah, they say at tahajjud time, after his tahajjud, and he's crying in his dua for the ummah, he used to cover himself in his shawl. And then he's doing muraqabah, meditation. The whole ummah now has put their life in our hands. And then he's doing muraqabah, ya Allah, where to send this jama'at? Where to send that jama'at? But what we were told, Allah Ta'ala has to show him the globe, the entire world. That, oh my beloved, send this Jama'at to that country, this Jama'at to that country, this Jama'at to that country. But somebody asked him, Hazrat Ji, why you don't read the newspaper? So you know what's happening in the world. Simple answer. What was his reply? May Quran partahu. I read Quran Sharif. I read Quran Sharif, I don't need newspaper. Hazrat in the Quran Sharif, they don't tell you now where is earthquake and where is riot and where is famine. Is the Quran mein sab kuch hai. Quran is most relevant till Qiyamah. It never gets stale. It's never old news. Although Allah is speaking about Qawmi Aad, Qawmi Thamud, and this nation and that nation, how they were destroyed, He says that is only the surface of Quran. Allah is explaining to you in all His incidents, there are principles, and Allah Ta'ala is explaining to you that each nation, how they went from one level to the next level, to the next level, till finally they became deserving of the punishment of Allah, Allah wiped them out. But you all just read Quran like that, we understand, we have eyes of the heart. When the Nabi was sent to the people, the first thing they did was, لا يسمعون, comes the Quran, لا يسمعون. They didn't listen to the Nabi. When they began to listen out of majburi and compelled to listen to him, then yunkirun, they rejected the Nabi. They rejected. Then yastahzi'un, all is the words come in Quran. Then they began to mock the Nabi, mock the deen of Allah, mock hijab, mock parda, mock the laws of deen. They began to mock, make it a laughing stock, burn the Quran Sharif, make it a mockery. They began to mock, that's now a third level. Then they finally yuriduna yaqtuluhu. Then they intended now to assassinate and kill the Nabi of the time. When they came up to that level, after Allah Ta'ala showing them miracles, etc., now they want to destroy the deen of Allah, they want to kill the Nabi of Allah, then Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala sent the warning, Allah Ta'ala wiped them out. So I hear the kar guzaris of Jamaat when they come. They went to that country, so they give the kar guzaris. So many musallis, this is what is happening, whether they're reading Quran, talib taking place in the house. When some years ago the elders came also, then there was a report that Hazrat, now last year we had so many homes, there was talim. Now the talim in the homes have decreased. So the elders said together, our seniors, why the talim in the home decreased? Now where their minds go to? They know Quran Sharif. Then one of our elders, by Wakil Saab from Bombay, he addressed. And the first statement, he says, it seems to us the talim in the homes have decreased because of wife abuse. You're not talking to the wives nicely. You're not treating your wives nicely, they don't know make talim at home. And the same year, I remember Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, every bayan was shouting them in, please, look after your wives, talk to them nicely, treat them nicely, manas, plea and cry it was. And the same year the elders came and they said the same thing. And this year it looks like now the men are abusive at home. They are abusive at home, so there's no time to make talim. Why? Silent show. But they say picture, but no volume. Not talking. His wife said, no talim today. I'm making talim. She's happy, she'll open the kitab. Now you upset her, she don't read the kitab. He said, you're not treating your wife properly. And that was the problem. So where their hearts are? So Hazrat, he said, I read Quran Sharif. From there I understand everything that's happening in the world. I hear the kar guzaris what's happening. So I know, this is strong Jamaat, we send them now to a difficult country. Send them to a difficult country, they'll go there. Like our elders say, that the student Jamaat came to a locality. Before that, India Jamaat came. Hey, they made so much of effort, nobody got ready. Before that, Pakistan Jamaat came. They stayed here for 1 week. SubhanAllah, they made Qurbani, they kept Rosa, 2.5 hours ta'aleem, tahajjud, everything. Hey, nobody getting ready. Then when student Jamaat came, what they came with? Nafazal Amal, they brought their football and they braised 10. Student Jamaat came, say, come. So they had braai at night. After Fajr, they stepped all the way till Zohar. They didn't have talim also. And after Zohar, they said, we play ball. And before they left, they got a whole Jamaat ready. They said, we can't understand this. The strong Jamaat came, this Jamaat came, they pulled out the Jamaat. Allah said, this is Tartib. This is Tartib. The Zameen was Sakht, the land was dry and hard. Pakistan Jamaat came. What they did was, they cried. They cried. So they watered the ground. They softened it a bit. They tilted the soil. India Jamaat came, they planted the seed. They made the mulaqat, they made the amah, they planted the seed. Now the seed was planted. Now it was harvest time. And who came? Student Jamaat came. They just now took the harvest. But whose really effort it was? The whole system behind it. This you can imagine, I'm just giving you one glimpse of the intelligence of the Sidi Ulama, what brains they have. How they operate, not operating businesses, this is the business of the hearts. How they're controlling people. Abdullah bin Mubarak, rahmatullah alayh, it was him more or less, And Harun al-Rashid is lying down with his wife on the bed. And here all of a sudden, he hear a rumble. He hear like a bomb blast or something. So he got up, called the army quickly. We've been attacked. So he ran to his veranda balcony to see what is happening. Then he realized, ya Allah, it wasn't an attack or something. It was the wali of Allah. He was walking with all his students and murids, and he sneezed. And he said, Alhamdulillah. And they all in chorus said, Yarhamukallah. He thought the whole army is coming. Then his wife told him, that, oh my beloved husband, this is the difference between you the king, and between you and the wali of Allah. So what's the difference? He says, you rule over the bodies of the people, he controls their hearts. The wali of Allah, he rules their hearts. So this is a different reality. Hazrat says that the spiritual world dominates the physical world. If my salah is not in order, my Quran tilawah not in order, etc., etc., then I'll have to work just as hard to cover up. We're living on barakat. My salah is as Allah Ta'ala wants it, my Quran tilawah is and I have my slots every day. Very important. Others say, I gotta have my slot every day. Not now when I get time. No, I have my slot. My Quran tilawah every day, nobody interferes with me. Asal to Maghrib, I have to be in the masjid. After Fajr, I am in the masjid. I am there. There's nowhere else. Family knows that, children know that. Papa is in the masjid. Asal to Maghrib is there. Asal to Maghrib is there, after Fajr is there. Doesn't go anywhere else. That's his time now with his Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and that we have to specify no matter what happens. That is my time, or I won't have time. So I have got to designate the time, this is my time, like how we have the roda booking. We want to be there for roda, or we don't want to get in. This is my daily roda booking. Then Allah will give you a real roda booking. So this is my time, so the slot is there, for my Quran tilawah, my dhikrullah, for my dua, and my salah on time, this will pull the barakat. The little shop I have, barakat. As a person says, 2 year warranty, 5 years running the battery, says barakat. Another example of barakat, this person has a store, has a shop, he has a shop. His shop was quiet, his shop was booming. But he's running on barakat. Zohar time came, he closed the dukan, I'm going for Zohar Namaz. But see, you carry on, I got graks, I'm busy right now. I mean, roaring business. Asr time came, now delivery came, say, hold on, I'm just waiting for Salah, I'm coming back. The guy took his delivery, already put the goods. He's already out there. He's driving home. He's driving home, he only made 200 rand profit for the day. Put 200 rand in his pocket. This brother made 2000 rand. He's smiling. Before he can reach home, wife will phone. She says, you know that new iron you bought for me, the 2000 rand iron, it just packed up. She says, how has that happened? He said, packed up. He says, just check the date. He said, the warranty just expired last week. Say, inna lillahi. See, before you come home, just stop, please buy me another one. With the 2000 rand barakat or profit, go to another ayin. This brother bought his ayin for 60 minutes. No name brand. He paid a quarter of the price. Wife said, you know that ayin you bought, so much of barakat in it. So much ayining, but he's still carrying on the thing. Alhamdulillah, this hasn't broken down, warranty is finished, and he's still got 200 in his pocket. Barakat. That's his barakat, that. Here he's gone, and here he still got it. But they say we don't have to increase the pot money. Katani is the example. You have that fish tank. And even a full water in there, you can put one hose pipe, or you can put 10 taps. They only take 1,000 liters. They only take 1,000 liters. Allah has specified those already. That's how much you're going to get. Whether you can open 10 shops, whether you can open one shop. You can open 10, and Allah will scatter your rozi and run. Or you can come into Amal, and in one tap, Allah will increase the volume. Allah will increase the volume. And you see the same amount will get full. And you'll be happy. Barakat ya Allah, shukr. Everything is found. I got time for the family. That's why we see this triangle is very important for us. Home, work, masjid. Home, work, masjid. That's to keep our sanity, barakat in the home, our taqwa. Once we step out a little bit, we know the reality. We step out a little bit, fitnas are there. Already waiting for you. Already waiting. Little bit you step out, fitna is there. As long as you're within that and you're keeping yourself safe, your taqwa is intact. So one department of our life is mu'asharat, Islamic social etiquette. Then we have mu'amalat. Mu'amalat is another branch. This is our monetary dealings, another department. Ma'amulat, we mentioned ma'amulat refers to your daily amal. Your zikr, Quran, tilawah, salah, that's your ma'amulat. This is mu'amalat. So mu'amalat is monetary dealings. to rectify islah of my social etiquettes, islah of my monetary dealings, that's my mu'amalat, then I have my akhlaq, my character. Then to rectify that also. Then imaniyat, when it comes to the things that go to pertain to my iman, to rectify that, we do that after fajr every day. Right? Belief in Allah, the belief in Anbiya alayhi salatu salam, the malaika, the jinnat, to get my belief system correct. There shouldn't be any error, any fault in my belief system. Taqdeer, how to believe in taqdeer. So we have mu'amalat, mu'asharat, imaniyat, akhlaqiyat, akhlaq, character, and ibadat. All these five branches, the effort of islah is the most important thing. I have to rectify all these five branches before I reach Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Iman has to be rectified, my ikhlaq has to be rectified, and then my iman, my akhlaq, my ibadat, social etiquettes, and business dealings. Five departments. Once I've got this checked, remember, as it says, you won't get it perfect. Allah will suggest your initiative, that He's got the fikr for it. That is activated. Hazrat explains to us, it's 10 days of i'tikaf, is just to activate that fikr a little bit. For 11 months I never thought about these things. In 10 days I won't get it right. But at least the fikr and the concern will come. You know what? I have to now sort my life out. I've got to sort my life out. Alright? And we all have, mashallah, to sort things out in the business. I've got a manager. Right, then I got a PA, and I got this one, and I got that one, check, check, check. As I say, the same thing, 10 days to activate the mind, that now I need a personal guide also. How to put this mu'amalat right? How to put my social etiquettes right, my akhlaq right? Like we all think now we have good akhlaq. As I say, we all think we have good akhlaq. Is it that wishful thinking? Who you must ask about your akhlaq? The Home of Minister of Home Affairs. She'll tell you. What a wonderful man he is. What a wonderful man he is. When he speaks, mashallah, like pearls come out. And when she speaks, like she's throwing roses at me. But really that is happening. She'll tell you how's the akhlaq. She'll tell you how. Hazrat Kim Sahib was very open about this. He says this to the female rep, he's smiling at her one way. Come home, serious face. Can't talk. To the customer that came also, got a full smile with her. Come home, can't smile. Was found everybody else. Even they are going to mug and bean. Mug and bean. We are getting mugged, they're giving me beans, but when that lady is making the coffee, what a smile with her. What a smile with her. Right? Calling her Dolly and baby and sweetie, everything. All these words. Come home, just make the coffee, please. The thing is cold, what's the problem? What's the problem? But to her, nice to speak to her. Could I have a cup of coffee, please? And you're paying for it. With your smile, and with the currency, and with the money, and everything. They ask also, when you had last, buy your cell phone also. But for the wife, nothing. Won't bring her anything also. She can't bring me a chocolate. You got the credit card. You can go buy yourself one. No. But they say, you go and buy her one. But don't buy the wrong flavor. Know what she likes also. But she says, at home, you just blend. Akhlaq is not right. This whole effort is just to activate the mind, Ya Allah. Do I have that akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And in basic words, what is the akhlaq at home? What is the akhlaq at home? They say one is now. They say, what do you call a person from Cape Town that's sitting on 8 mats? Ahmad. They say, don't become an Ahmad. But there's no Afrikaans. What's Ach? 8. And mat, Ahmad. Is Ahmad actually? They say Ahmad. They say, you become a doormat. Not an Ahmad. You become a doormat at home. All can trample me, no problem. Allah ka banda hu. Abi Ali salatu salam sitting and eating. So, Nabi Allah, you eat like this on the floor. He said, I am a slave. I eat like a slave. I don't eat like a boss. Allah forgive us. We're sitting on our dining room tables. We spend so much. Hey, only don't know how much they paid for this table. And somebody will ask you, look at this woodwork. Where you got this table from? You're taking pride. Oh, this quartz table. Hey, what a beautiful table. Where you bought it from? Inna lillahi. Nabi Allah said, I'm a slave. I eat like a slave. I eat on the floor. I am muhtaj, I am in need of this food. The food doesn't need me. The kings, Nabi of Allah says, those that eat and sit and lean against something and eat, this was the style of the proud kings of before. Allah is the king. Don't challenge Allah. Eat like a slave. Eat like a slave. Allah, I need this food. Don't test me. This food doesn't need you, you need it. So eat like a slave also. Eat humble, don't be proud. We have to change all these types of things that cultures we have coming to our home. We have to become Muhammadis, true Ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to get our akhlaq right. And it starts from home. It starts from home. Then we take it to the business, how we speak to the staff. They also have hearts. They also have feelings. We can't just tell them. They might, we're not paying them. We're not paying them. Their rosy, Allah wrote their rosy in my pocket. It actually is their rosy. That. Like how they say, that man na man, main tumhara mehman. Whether you like it or not, I'm coming to chow by your house. I am your mehman. The reality is, ulama say, that what food the guest is eating on my dastarkhan, is that my food? Is his rosy on my dastarkhan? Allah has kept it here for him. So is that I'm feeding you? Allah is feeding you on my dastarkhan. Allah is using me in between. Allah is using me in between. So how to get this akhlaq right? Every department, every step. I have one profile. Unfortunately, some people have double profiles. Or triple profiles. And you hear it also. So much we soaked now in kufr way. We're so convinced, so overawed by them. So overawed by them. Then we hear sometimes the brothers, we feel sorry for him. Allah, he's speaking to the wife, speaking to the children. Rabbi, you did this, you did that, 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 that. He gets a phone call. Now, who's that now? Non-Muslim white. Hello, yes, can I help you? Accent changed. But you're a charo, you're an Indian. You can't change that. Allah made you that. You're an ummati. Be proud of it. But all of the accent change now. Ya Allah, what happened? Don't know who this person is now. But he's not going to be your rosy. He's not going to... Allah is saying, he has one profile. What's his profile? He's a Muhammadi. Finished. Done. We're so overawed. We're so overawed by them. When you become overawed, when you leave the deen of Allah, then that looks attractive, then we become their slaves. Allah has put them, وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمْ اللَّهُ بَاكْ سَلَىٰ مِنْ all this now subservient to you. They will work for you. Remember, you see, they have everything, glitter and glamour. They set everything up. So they overawed us. Allah said, the reality is, I put them to work for you. I put them to work for you. Like how we have the toilet. Toilet is there to work for us. But say, you know, this toilet. Yeah, I love this toilet, you know. I think now put on Dastar Khan here also. Such a beautiful toilet, how they designed this thing. But it's a napak place. But he's praising the toilet. It is those napak people. They don't even know how to go to the toilet. They don't even know. They polish their bottom. They don't even wash it also. They just spread it more. And now they don't even know how to clean because nobody taught them. So they only know one way to clean. Bubble bath. Jump in the tub. And to save water also, all jump in the tub together. So they don't waste water. And the water is going in the nose also, going in the ears also. And we say, this is how you relax. This is how you relax. You also fill the tub up also, and you park in there. This is the Islamic tariqah. Anyways, khair, we say we're so overawed. Accent changes. Our way changes. And the way we do for them. You see, who's the imam, bhai? The kutta. Morning, where they're walking? They're walking the dog. Who's walking in front? The imam sahab. Right? And such, they make it such a beautiful, cultured life. And what is carrying in his hand? The poo picker. Whatever you call it now. The bin. The dog stopped, lifted the leg, he's looking at it now. Inna lillahi. Now he clean up the place. Allah made you for that. But that's the CEO of the company. He's my boss. He's my boss. He doesn't have to make his tinja. And he does just like his kutta also. He picks up the poo and he moves along. That's his life. And this is my boss. Because this is where we dropped our status. We are people Allah Ta'ala gave us izzat, honor because of Islam. Umar bin Khattab says, if you look for honor and izzat anywhere besides Islam, Allah will humiliate you. This is our modern day humiliation. That now we put them on our head. Because it says, let them do everything. But regard them to be your slaves. They're doing the work, they're doing the manufacturing, they're opening the industries, they're doing the work, we're enjoying it. Let them work. They must do the work. As I said, they must build the plane for us. They must have the business class for us. Why? I'm going for Umrah. You do the work. Why we must do all this menial work? They must, Allah says, I'll make them do it for you. But don't regard it to be cultured. Don't regard them to be something. They're your knocker. They're working for you. They're standing there with a board for you. They're not giving you honor. He's your worker. He can pick you up with the car. He says, don't put them on your head, put them where they belong. Although they are talking big figures, etc., in reality, their whole holiday, industry, import, export, holiday, vacation, all of this is because of us. Because of our kalima. Tomorrow there's nobody reading kalima, what's going to happen? Finished. They all are gone. So they are here through the barakat of the Muslim. But the Muslim has become so overawed now, he's making them, yes sir, sir, yes sir. He's running behind them. They're there because of you. And now you put them on your head. They're eating, they're drinking, they're enjoying because of your barakat. And now you became so overawed, I want to eat, drink and holiday like them also. How they got the spots, I want to be like them also. They're knockers, bhai. They're working for you. Now you will become a knocker like them also. No, but you're higher than that. You're higher than them. They duped us to such an extent also. Such an extent. They gave us all these facilities, so-called entertainment, and really to bluff us. How they enslaved us. Where is they supposed to be the slave? They said, I've made all of this for you. We go to Musalla for you, the casino also, and halal food. Come away. And here at the stadium also, come bring your imam sahab, you can read Jummah here also. Inna lillahi. Read Jummah in the stadium. Allah Pak is your Jami Masjid. Where we read Salah in the Masjid, say, no, come here. You can see the football, you can see the cricket, they bring your Musalla, bring the imam sahab too. And when they're sitting in the, what box you call it? The VIP box, whatever. And they're having a good laugh. Hey, look at the Islam house. You all even do a prayer over here, we go to the church. We go to synagogue. You also saw, a rabbi or a, what do you call it, a Jewish community praying there at the stadium. Never. You also saw them bring the bishop there. Maybe having a prayer over here. No, but you bring the imam sahab. Come see the match, Moli sahab, we got a free ticket for you. Say, hey, always want to go check the match. Oh, Moli sahab told me also. Say, Wallahi, my friend, I'm telling you, for the 2010 World Cup, the thrill at the stadium. I said, hey, I never felt like that before. I said, come, Zikr Muzis, Moli sahab. He said, no man, when the score the goal, whether it's your own goal too or the wrong team, but just the thrill of being there. I said, illa lillahi. Brother says, become intelligent people. Become intelligent Muslims. You are intelligent people. We don't follow those people that follow the dogs. Their life is the dog. Their life are the cats. Now to what extent we say, hey, see how progressive. Now they've got cat hotel. Dog parlor. Allahu Akbar. Then now, we go for holiday, Muslims also. We gave for holiday, asked one friend of mine, what about the cat? He said, no, cat hotel, we booked him in already. They take care of him, they got his diet, they got this, they got that, they'll take care of him, they clean him up, everything. Say, inna lillahi. And your Muslim Malawi boy, you owe him a fraction of what you're doing for your cat. Imagine how she feels. When she sees the price on the dog food and the cat food, ya Allah, how she will be feeling. She's a human, she has iman in her heart. Qiyamah's day, how are you going to answer for that? You fed the dog. And exactly, Muli Ali Mia Sahib, rahimahullah, Muli Ali Mia Sahib wrote in his kitab, exactly the same thing. And we're going down the same route, I'm just thinking of it now. There's got a chapter entitled, The New World. The New World. We're working, we're waiting for the New World Order. He says, the New World Order has been rolled out already. The New World Order has been rolled out already. Don't let them bluff you. They'll have the 200-year plan ahead. What will destroy it? Our plan for Asr today. We don't need 2 years, 200 years. We already got our plan for Qiyamah. What's the plan for Qiyamah? 5 times daily namaz. Quran tilawat. Fikr of deen. Bring deen in you. You'll destroy all the plans. It'll just vanish. It'll just vanish. You got a whole chapter entitled The New World. And he says the world had become completely oblivious of the teachings of the Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam. Became modern day slavery. He explains it. Entire humanity was in a cart. This cart was going downhill, gaining momentum. This cart was a cart of the teachings of the Anbiya alayhi salatu salam, morals, etiquettes, ibadat, tawheed, oneness of Allah, higher values of life. Anbiya taught the people all these things, but they began to forget. Then you had all empires set up, dynasties. Alright? Everything became like aristocrat, it became all these fancy words they use, hierarchies, etc. And people took power. Where now the rich began to devour the poor ones, made them slaves. And he explains this. He says that the workers lived like animals. And the animals were lolling in, he said lolling, in luxury. The dogs had cushions to sit on. English dogs. English pit bull. They live next to the king, next to the master. And he says, who's insan? He's like a dog sitting there. So crumbs at him. He must look after this dog. He said, this was modern day slavery, that the pets and animals had place, but the workers and the poor ones were made more poor. He said the moral compass was destroyed, completely off. And he says they all thought now they were progressive, sitting in this cart of values which they lost, going downhill, things were getting darker, the cart is picking up momentum, and the horizon was getting more dark. And this cart is going to crash soon, no one to save it. And he said, as if now the destiny of humanity was locked, and the key was missing. This was from when? From after Isa alayhi salatu wasalam till Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, almost 600 years. No Anbiya came. No Anbiya came. And he says, who's going to save this humanity? They're going to be destroyed. And they don't even realize it. He says, in that cart also, they're fighting for a better seat. They're trying to push this one out of the window. Throw this one here out. Bump him off. Why? Who will put next to you? No, I got my cat. I got my dog. And we see how they're taking on the flights also. So comfortable. Alright? Exactly what was happening at that time. He said that Allah looked at them. And look at the most downtrodden people of the world were the Arabs. Worst of people. And Urdu say, Allah ka raham, josh me aya. Allah's mercy came into josh, gush forth. Allah decided from the worst of the people, I will send my Nabi to them, rahmatul alameen. I will send my Nabi to them to deliver them and save them. He said, the day Nabi of Allah was born, that was a new world. That was a new world order. When the Nabi of Allah was born. He said, we already have it. Now what's happening? We're leaving it and modern day slavery again. This is how we're going to take back our identity. And get things in perspective. Get things back in perspective. Go to the ulama ikram. Make mashwara. Don't be fearful. Make mashwara, ya Allah. What is happening? Which way do I go? Anyway, that wasn't our discussion for today, for the afternoon. It's supposed to read from the kitab. We just saw the title now. Social etiquettes we have. Monetary dealings. Akhlaq, iman, ibadat. For these 10 days, just to activate a little bit, ya Allah. I got a lot to do in this year coming ahead. Next Ramadan, when I check my balance sheet, what is my show? Nobody likes a loss. A turnover is still the same. What do you say? I better close the shop. Somebody told me recently, what? Bite the bullet and take the loss. Said, bite the bullet and take the loss. Close up dukan. We do not bite any bullets over here. Next year, balance sheet, we see progress. I learned my namaz. I got things right. I got my Quran tilawat. I cut down my dunya activities. I'm giving more time to deen. I got sukun. Everybody is eating. Everybody is happy. Allah shukr. Alhamdulillah. Make shukr. Shukr will increase. Make thank Allah every day. And as we learn from our Hazrat also, all is the lessons of life. One dua in the day. Allah give me tawfiq also. One dua in the day. Don't ask Allah for anything. Don't ask Allah for. Hazrat says, we ask Allah as if Allah is a waiter. Yalla this, yalla that, this, that, my son, my child, home for him, car for him. Yalla. Allah is not working for you. Allah is that working for you. Learn to make dua also. One dua in the day, don't ask for anything, only thank Allah. Only thank Allah. Whether it be after Asr, there's no sunnah, so after Fajr, because after the first namaz, there's no delay. Read your sunnahs immediately. After the sunnahs, we read Ayatul Kursi, Tasbih Fatimi, Wazifah, after sunnahs and Nafil. There should be no delay between the farz and the sunnah. But after Asr or after Asr and after Fajr, only make shukr to Allah. That's all. Start from one side. Take out 5 minutes. Thank Allah. Allah has promised you thank me, I will increase. I will increase it. You are enjoying bad health. Or you're suffering bad health. I mean, don't use bad words also. Hazrat, don't say the weather is bad. Don't say the weather is not bad. Weather belongs to Allah also. So don't say the weather is terrible. Weather is bad. Inclement weather. Inclement weather. Oh, it's a bit hot today. The words we use, we learn how to speak Islamically also. We don't say negative things. We always say good things. So here also when it comes to dua, he says, make dua to Allah. Thank Allah. Even for those things that are challenging your life. You're enjoying now not good health. Yalla, give me. Allah, I thank you for the health I have. My eyesight you've given me. For this you've given me. You got arthritis. Thank Allah for that part of your body also. Thank Allah. Whatever challenge you have, thank for that part. Allah said, I'll increase it. My promise, I'll increase it. La azidannakum. Three tafsir. Increase it meaning Allah means that I will never take that bounty away from you. I'll never take the bounty away from you, number one. Number two, what level you join the bounty will not go below that. Number three, I will keep the bounty in your life till your mouth. And I will increase it. You'll enjoy better of it. It may be not so good, but then too you'll enjoy it. Then too, like how they say, when it comes to the wife, don't try to straighten her because she's made from a crooked rib that you supplied the crooked material, so you must live with it now. Don't complain about it. Alright, and you can't return it now, send it back to the Chinaman, because no Chinaman, you're the Chinaman. You supply the crooked material, so you must live with it. He says, make shukr for the wife also. Children are troubling, don't say, hey, shukr for the children. Staff are troubling also, make shukr for that also. Don't complain. Make shukr, have a tabiyat of shukr only. Only Ibn Dawla says, have shukrana mizaj. A tabiyat of shukr and thanksgiving. Positive. Give positivity. Not make, as we mentioned now, you can ask somebody, but you'll have tea. Positive way. Other way, you won't have tea. I say, shalom, bhai. You ask this, I won't. Although I want now, but the way you're asking, you don't want to make it. So I'm not going to have it. But the way we ask shows what's inside the heart. Positive hearts or negative hearts. If you have positive hearts, people around you will be positive. You're negative already, they'll be negative. Be positive. Even if the person is negative with you, Nabi Ali said, ask for my family treats me like a jahil or Nabi of Allah. Ignorantly they treat me. Nabi of Allah said, those people now should enjoy the best of your character. You be positive with them. That is keeping family ties. Family ties is not the one that is sending me the leg piece and I'm sending him the shoulder piece. This week bribe my house, next week bribe your house. That's how we keep muhabbat. I said muhabbat. There's matlabi that. That now because you sent for me, I send for you. Now I give you da'wat, you give me da'wat. He says, send to the one that's not sending for me. And make a stories about me. Send the leg piece to him, to that house, to that connection of mine. There's a lot to say about me. Send it to them. Keep muhabbat like that. So in the same way also make shukr to Allah. One dua in the day, only shukr to Allah. Oh, the namas and the bounties and those bounties which is a challenge for you, make shukr for that. Health, wealth, time, whatever. Allah said, I will definitely will increase. This is barakat. This is barakat. Allah Ta'ala gave us something to understand, inshallah. So as I mentioned, my dear brother, these are just now, just to activate our hearts, our minds. For the plan ahead, the next 11 months, what we're going to do. As I mentioned yesterday, we're not going to sit down and note it down. What's going to happen? Wishful thinking. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. Don't worry. Nothing is going to happen. Nothing is going to happen. We have so many groups on our phones with different departments of the business. But this one dini group for my own spiritual life is so difficult to open that group. If you open it also, who do I add as a member over here now? Because I don't want to commit. I put the wife over here and I tell her, right, all these five departments and talim and everything, she's going to hold it to me. As it is now, she set me over here. She packed me up, she wants me to change. Now I'm going to put on the group, there now, I'm tied up. So be afraid to commit. Do it. Do it, Allah will give the tawfiq. And they say, when Allah Ta'ala will pull you, when Allah will pull you, who's going to pull you back? Allah changed your heart, He changed your mind. Allah will make you do it. You see, Allah is so palatable, so easy. How many of us are afraid to come for 10 days? I haven't missed 10 days. I'm not a customer. But how many days gone? And we still feel there's so much more I can do, Ya Allah. So much more I can do, Ya Allah. So the 11 months, we have to have a plan. We have to have a plan in place. How am I going to do these five branches? How am I going to get it right? What's the avenues? Have a plan already. Start connecting. I've got this alim. I'm comfortable with certain alim. I'll have to connect to him to get my life right. I start rolling out a plan. Already now. Start rolling out a plan that once a month, we'll go to him and request him. We have a program for us. We've got a family program. Or we are Sathis, etc. Right? You have a program for us. We'll come to you. Or you come to us. Then for the ladies, what we're going to do? We have a structured program in place. Who will bring it to completion and perfection? Allah. Allah sees the initiative from you, Allah will make it happen. If I don't do it, and I wait and I see, no, it will happen. Nothing, we know nothing will happen. We have to go forward and do it. Allah Ta'ala give us the strength and the himmat and the courage to move ahead with the plan, inshallah, to make our Islam all the different departments. And end of the day, life will become most beautiful. We do minimum effort of dunya, maximum we get of dunya and akhirat also. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to understand, inshallah. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.